When we operate in faith, we use our words to get things to change. Most of us are familiar with using faith to talk to God for God to answer our prayer. We ask God about something or for something and God does it for us. That is one way to use faith. But there is another way that faith can be used, and faith can be used to command things directly to be or not to be. And we learn about that between an encounter Jesus had with a centurion. The centurion had a servant who was sick and comes to Jesus for the healing of that servant. Jesus decides to go to the centurion's house. But the centurion, being an army commander, understood that there is a dimension of faith that requires a command. And so he says to Jesus in Matthew chapter 8, verse 9, "For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go. And he goes. And to another, come. And he comes. And to my servant, do this. And he does it." When Jesus heard that, he commended the man and said what he had just narrated is an example of great faith. Because great faith is believing God and speaking his word with authority for things to change. So Jesus commended the man and then he tells the man, go, your servant is healed. He applied the principle of not talking to God about the situation, but commanding the situation to change. We have to understand this dimension of faith, that we can exercise authority through the name of Jesus and by faith to command things to go out of our lives or to come into our lives. In the case of this centurion, Jesus commanded the sickness to go and commanded healing to come. And we also can command things to go out of our lives and things to come into our lives. I don't know what condition you are in, but you can speak to some things to go out of your life. And in this season, you have to speak fear to go out of your life. You have to speak despair out of your life. You have to command it out of your life. And you have to speak love and peace to come into your life. So by faith, we're going to say things to go out of our lives. And we're going to say things to come into our lives. So I exercise the same commanding faith. And I command every fear out of your life. I command failure out of your life. Go out of your life. I command every spirit of despair. I command every depression out of your life. I command every sense of defeat out of your life. And I command victory into your life. I command goodness into your life. I command favor to come into your life. And I decree and declare, sickness is out of your life and healing comes into your life. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Walk in victory in the name of Jesus. You are about to start the greatest day of your life. And I command that to come into your life right now in Jesus' name. If you receive that, say amen and let us come into agreement. It's going to be a good day today. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.